Thanks to Happy Horse Produce on Latrobe Street. It's time for the Friday Funny, Kyle.
Oh, let's do it.
And I took notice of what you said last week. Short to the point.
Okay.
And I've got one, right?
Let's do it.
So Kyle was a single guy living at home with his dad and working in the family business. When he found out he was going to inherit a fortune when his sickly father passed away, he decided he needed a wife with which to share his fortune. Now, one evening at an investment meeting, he spotted the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. Her natural beauty took Kyle's breath away. And he said, "I may look just like an ordinary man," he said to her, "but in just a few years, my father will die and I'll inherit $200 million. Impressed, the woman obtained Kyle's business card, and 3 days later, she became his stepmother. The moral of the story, women are so much better at financial planning than men.
It's PT's Friday Funny.
There you go, the Friday Funny. Did you enjoy? No.
It reminded me of actually probably one of the earliest financial lessons I got, which I'm actually glad my dad did to me, but I was angry at the time.
I'm glad the Friday Funny is leading to a financial lesson, because this financial lesson may actually be better than the Friday Funny was. So hit me with it.
I was about 19 and I really wanted a car, you know, I just got my P's and stuff, and all my friends, all their parents were all buying them all cars. All so right. I thought, well, naturally, it's only right that my parents buy me a car.
Lucky,
you know,
people.
Exactly. So I begged and pleaded. Said, "Dad, look, can you please get me a car?" And he said, "I'll make you a deal with you. If you can save $1,500, I'll double it, and that way you'll have $3,000 to buy your first car." And I said, at this point, I hadn't been working very long and stuff, but I thought, you know what, deal. So worked and slaved, and I saved it up pretty quickly because I didn't have that many expenses. Obviously, I was just working behind a bar, I believe, and as well as at Ocean Master, which was an old fish and chip store. But so I finally saved up the $15,000. I've never been so proud of it.
$1,500.
Yeah. And I went up to Dad. I said, "Dad, here it is. You know, I'm waiting. Are you going to direct debit it? Do you want to give it to me in cash? How's this going to work?" And he goes, "Congratulations. Now go buy yourself a car."
Didn't give you the extra $1,500?
Didn't give you the extra money. Oh. He said, "Nothing in this world. There are no handouts in this world." And you know what? That was actually the first time in my life that I saved something and bought something that was truly my own.
How good's that? So what he's done is given you financial incentive.
Exactly. And that car, I mean, it's gone now, but it will forever be one of my most treasured items because it was completely mine. It was the first real thing that I'd saved up and paid for, even though it was an absolute, it's a miracle it ran, to be honest. But
there you go, kids. Yeah. Your first financial planning lesson from the one and only Kyle Evans. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, PT.